Yes, but it's more of that, more than that, because I think folks went home over the 4th of July break and heard an earful from their constituents back home. I know, even though I've been a stalwart on trying to bring our troops home, my neighbors and friends and folks at church and everywhere I go in the shopping center, they want this war to end. But I think this bill is a reasonable approach. There's no way to pull out immediately. We have to be responsible about it. But folks want a change of direction, and notwithstanding the White House not listening, we're going to continue to fight for it.
Well, let me ask you about that. President Bush said today in his news conference that Congress's job is to fund the war, not set timetables. He said he won't support your legislation or any timetable that comes from Congress. He is the commander in chief. So, you know, what happens? Is a legislation like yours just ultimately going to get rejected by him if ever he makes it that far?
Well, our job is to fight for the folks we represent. The American public are way beyond the politicians up here at both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue, from the Capitol to the White House. And Bush and Cheney have been obstinate in what they're doing. But more importantly, they are putting our country in a terrible position. They have degraded our military. They are putting us at a strategic risk. We hear from a lot of retired military. And just yesterday in the House Armed Services Committee, the Deputy Director for Intelligence from the National Intelligence Council testified that this violence between the Shias, the Sunnis, and the Kurds is intractable. And as much as President Bush wants to continue to characterize it as Al-Qaeda fighting the American forces, he is incorrect, and he's doing a terrible disservice to the country.
We're speaking with Tampa Bay Area Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor. Congresswoman, polls show that close to 70% of Americans, give or take, are against this war. Yet when the president was asked about this today, and he was asked whether it might be unhealthy for a democracy to have a leader go up against the wishes of so many Americans, he turned that question around and said he wouldn't lead by focus groups. Do you think that's admirable or, quite frankly, stupid?
I think, you know, this war has now gone on longer than World War II. We're in the fifth year. And by the way, there are over 23,000 Floridians currently serving in Iraq. That's second highest out of all the 50 states. So Florida is bearing quite a burden here. But no, it's not. It's not un-American to have this debate. What President Bush is doing, however, is unwise, and we're going to continue to stand up and demand a change in course, and if we have to do that until we finally get the Republicans in the House of Representatives to change their votes, we're going to keep doing it. We've seen that happen in the Senate. We've got a number of senators now on the Republican side of the aisle that have announced they're not going to continue on this course, but it's...
Well, let me ask you about that, Congresswoman. Yeah, we have seen that rather dramatically this past week. What about in the House, which your legislation, although you have a Democratic majority, so it could very well get passed there, but many people said when more Republicans turn against this president, we might really see a shift in what's happening here. Do you think more Republican Congress members will start supporting legislation like yours?
Well, we certainly hear it behind the scenes, but the Republicans have been steadfast in their support of the Bush-Cheney administration. I think it's going to take some time. Let's see today what the vote is. I hear Congressman Walter Jones. He was on the floor just a few minutes ago. He was a Republican that was adamantly in favor of the war that has changed his mind, and I think the Congress, the people's house, folks need to really listen to people back home and understand the impact